This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly, honestly, being part of the conversation. And, you know, you could be part of this conversation in a million different ways. Right? I mean, seriously. You be part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. I want you part of the process. You know, I want you involved and engaged, and the only way you do that is you really got to take the time to step up and do it. Make a difference and make it happen. And yes, we all got to give up something for it. There ain't no free rides, right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on a regular basis. Yes. What are the OGs? What do we call them? I don't even know what to call them. 855-REAL-JOE. Again, 855-732-5560. Okay. You know, the big tech companies, you know, we've been talking about them off and on here and what's been going on. And after a while, you almost start feeling overwhelmed. Like, it doesn't matter what you do or how you do, you're not going to be able to win this battle. But do not give it up. Okay? Don't do anything. And I mean that sincerely. Don't do anything to give that up. Because, I mean, you live in California, you learn a whole bunch of stuff. Okay? First of all, you know, everybody's willing to fight. Everybody's willing to step up. Everybody wants to do until it comes time to actually do and actually step up and actually make something happen. All right? I mean, really, that simple. So when you start putting your little team together that's going to push back and fight, when you start, you know, deciding to work with that group, you just need to make sure that they're as sold out as you are. Now, come on, think about it. You want to make sure they're as sold out as you are. How far, you know, we talked about this in the last hour. What are you willing to give up to win? Because you got to give up something. I know we shouldn't have to give up something to win. We shouldn't have to give up something to get the right thing done. Well, you're right, we shouldn't. But you know what? You're going to be, for every 10 people you think are on your side fighting with you, they're not going to be there. They're not going to be working with you. They're going to go running scared. They're not going to want to put themselves out there like that. It's really that simple. So what are you willing? How much of a beating are you willing to take? All right, this one's always fun. These are always fun. I love these kind of things. So the big burn has come out and said that, you know, China's done more to solve poverty than any other country in the history of civilization. And this man wants to be president. That's right. He declared that communist China has done more to alleviate poverty than any country in history. That was during an appearance on Tuesday. Now, granting that it is unfortunate that China is moving towards authoritarianism. Good. Hello. Instead of democratic governance, the presidential candidate argued its record on poverty is the best in the world. On creating poverty? You know what I think I love about these people? Do you really think, you know, they talk about these third world nations, about how safe they are, how wonderful they are, all this other stuff, right? Right, you look at this and you go, wait a minute, Bern, wake up here. Do you really think that China is giving you real numbers, real information about their poverty rates? Do you think they give you real... I mean, it's like Iran saying, no, we don't have homosexuals here in Iran. Okay. What are those people that they're you throw off their buildings? Are they testing new flight suits? Seriously. Right? How many of these countries do you think are reporting true gun violence numbers? It's just nuts. China's a country that's moving in force. It's so much more authoritarian. You know, the number of direct... Sanders said that... But what we have to say about China, in fairness to China and its leadership... And then he throws a little caveat. Well, if I'm not mistaken, they have made more progress in addressing extreme poverty. Sure, they kill you. They put you in jail. If you're no good, they lock you up. They're going to get something on you. If they can't get something on you, they kill you. Remember, this was the one baby country. Remember? What do you think they did with the second baby? I'll wait. Figure it out. They did a lot of things to their people. Now, Sanders just finished denouncing far-right authoritarian leaders, such as President Donald. Oh, and let's not forget Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Both of these leaders elected of liberal democratic nations. When he was asked about China, he went over the great things they've done for their people. I wish he would actually lay them out. You know, he talks about them taking care of, you know, feeding these people. What do they feed them? It's like North Korea. What do they get? A potato a night? We've heard that from defectors as to what they get fed, which is like nothing. Their economy is struggling, he said, but I think it's absolutely possible for us to have a positive working relationship with China. Sure, if we let them have what they want, if we don't push back on them at all, they'd be more than happy to, you know, take our money. Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to Real Side. Really, really, really. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. We're going to talk about the big tech companies. How do we fight back? How do we push back? How do we win? We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I mean that. I really do mean it. I really appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. I know there's about 3,000 other shows. Why you want to listen to any of them, I don't know. But about 3,000 other shows out there that you could be listening to, and you chose this one. And I do. I personally appreciate it very much. Now, look, we've talked about this kind of stuff a million times, and we've talked about how myself, and at a smaller level, myself and other conservatives said that social media has hit hard. The only upside that we have, or that this show has in particular, is we're on a bunch of stations across the country, so we don't rely totally on Facebook. We don't rely totally on Twitter for our income. And And though a big part of it was taken from us, we don't have the juice to push back or fight back. I mean, some of you remember on YouTube, we were hit really hard on YouTube. They came out of nowhere and said that your videos that don't line up with our advertising, whatever, have been demonetized. Now, at first, I'm thinking, okay, they hit us for a couple hundred videos, whatever. And when I looked, it was all of them. They left none untouched. And I was thinking to myself, it wasn't suitable for their advertisers, but mine were fine with it. Why don't you just leave them alone? And it's the same thing down the line. We've seen it happen time after time. We've had several Facebook pages pulled. We have seen the shadow. And again, we're not making this up. This isn't, you know, a backroom voodoo that we're kind of guessing. You don't go from 60,000 followers on Twitter to 13,000 overnight and have them tell you when you fight it that they were inactive accounts. And that's why they did it. It's just a bunch of hooey. But, you know, Todd Sifaradi is joining me right now. And Todd, let me just pull you right in before I get too carried away. You know what I'm saying? And you'll never get to talk. You know, Todd, you were the founder, I believe, right, of Tea Party News.
That's correct. Yeah. Good evening, by the way, Joe.
Good. And thanks for coming on with me. I know sometimes I jump into this stuff and I miss all the middle things, but because I get so excited. It's so true. It's like when we saw this, some of us saw this coming, and it was bits and pieces that happened, and they're telling us that it's, you know, it's all in our brain, it's all in our mind, and we're thinking. And but you saw this firsthand. You saw what was going down here, and the beauty behind it is that you've been able to document it, look at it, and see what's going on. Now, Tea Party News Network, I'm sorry, I massacred that one, but the Tea Party News Network. So, first of all, tell us about Tea Party News Network, when you started it, and what you saw happening.
Yeah, well, this goes back. Tea Party News Network started back in 2012, and organically we had built the Tea Party Facebook site had grown to near 10 million people. So we needed to figure out how to get the best use out of it. So we decided, I didn't have any background in media, whatever. I just knew that my job as an activist was to try to get information to people. So we have this big Facebook site. We decided we hired writers. We founded Tea Party News Network. And it just went gangbusters. And you mentioned all the, you know, the issues that you've been having. I mean, this is an issue that isn't just affecting big companies so people can just kind of blow it off and say, oh, it's just, you know, them or whatever. I mean, it affects the grandma in Iowa that posts something about Donald Trump that Facebook doesn't like. They'll put them in Facebook jail. But going back to 2015, you know, we were very prosperous. You know, when Facebook let the algorithm let the people decide what they wanted to, what kind of content they wanted to read, we went gangbusters. So we were having about 2 million page views a day, 60 million a month. We were going gangbusters. We had DC reporters, and we were growing as an actual news entity. And I think that we were the first target of Facebook because of the name Tea Party. They went after the Tea Party back before even Trump was elected, and so literally overnight, we have. And I think you're aware of the Google Analytics. You can tell how much traffic you have at any given time. We used to have real time traffic anywhere from 10,000 to 20,000 people on our site at any given time. So you knew that added up to about 2 million page views a day throughout the day. So I woke up on a Sunday morning in late February 2015, and I turned on my analytics, and it literally was 95% gone, and it had dropped down below 1,000 real-time people, and they literally crashed Tea Party News Network. Now, we had reps there. We called, and they said, no, we had nothing to do with it. You know, we went back and forth with him. We hired hacking experts. You know, this is back before we knew that they were doing this kind of stuff. But I could go on the story, and it is what it is. They put Tea Party News Network out of business. So there was a popular conservative entity that was based on social media that they put us out of business, and that was their first kill in the war against conservative media. And then Jack called all my other friends, and they said, no, we haven't been affected. So I thought, boy, they must really have thought we were a threat. But little by little, then my friends, your friends, started getting suppressed and cut off. If we put a list together of media that's been put out of business, you would just be just amazed that people like Colonel Alan West, Sarah Palin, these have all been put out of business. And so it's pretty much out in the open now, and they're not even really trying to deny it anymore. Wow. And now we've got, when we talk about big tech, that's just Facebook. You know, we've got, I call it the big tech cartel. You've got Twitter, and Google is probably worse than all of them combined.
Yeah. No question.
And what they have planned for the election is scary.
Yeah, and it is very scary. And now you're seeing some of the whistleblowers come forward, and I don't know if nobody's listening or nobody's taking them seriously, but, you know, go back to your point a minute ago. I try to tell the listeners, and I think some of them think that we're crying wolf, but there's a reality here. They have the ability to do this, and it isn't that hard for them. If you understand algorithms, you understand programming, it isn't that hard for them to make sweeping changes. We've actually kind of switched away from our email, and we're using text messaging more now, because I actually had some of my listeners sending me emails and saying, look, we're getting these emails. We think they're from you. They're blurred out, and Google says this email is from a known spam site. All right? So people don't realize the power that they have, the power to change the election, the power to change who you buy from, where you buy, and the whole nine yards. Isn't that true? Well,
yeah, and
go ahead.
I don't know if you saw the Dr. Robert Epstein here when he was at the Senate hearing before Ted Cruz. He's a liberal Democrat, voted for Hillary. He said,
Hold that thought. No, let them come back for that one. We're going for break. We believe in capitalism here. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side of TCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
One by one, 16 women who say they were sexually abused by Jeffrey Epstein poured out their anger, lashing out at him as a coward and a manipulator after a judge gave them their day in court that they were denied when he killed himself behind bars. The hearing was convened by U.S. District Judge Richard Berman, who presided over the case after federal prosecutors had Epstein arrested last month. In addition to the women who spoke, statements from over a dozen others were read in court by their lawyers. A boat carrying dozens of migrants bound for Europe capsized in the Mediterranean Sea off Libya with at least 40 people missing and presumed drowned, according to UN officials. A support group reported it had gotten a call from someone on the vessel crying and shouting that passengers were already dead. At least 65 migrants, mostly from Sudan, were rescued, according to a spokesman for Libya's Coast Guard, with a search halted for those still missing. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
Now we will light you up if you get in the way again. Joe Mastin, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Now, we've talked about this a million times. We're going to talk about it some more because you guys have got to know what we're up against. You say you like what we do. I get all kinds of great emails from you, from listeners. I am very much appreciated, but you need to step up and you need to help. So, I've asked, Todd Seferati to join me, and Floyd Brown is also the co-author of the book. And I know Floyd, great guy, couldn't be here tonight, had some other stuff to take care of. They've written a book called Big Tech Tyrants, How Silicon Valley Stealth Practices Addict Teens, Silent Speech, and Steal Your Privacy. And, there's a whole story around this the other night about what they're doing in China with facial recognition. Don't think it isn't here already. Anyway, Todd, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time with me.
Yeah, you mentioned China. There was an article today you probably saw on the credit scoring that they're already doing in China. And trust me, with their air quotes hate speech and what the boxes they're putting conservatives or non-liberals in, if you don't think that's not coming, that you're a 649, hate speecher, or that's where all this is going. And they're also, what people don't know, see, these companies don't view themselves as American companies, even though they started here. They view themselves as global. So what are they doing? All of them. They're all working on negotiating with China to build services. servers within China. So the U.S. can't come in, and at some point when they start doing worse things, U.S. can't do anything because it's in China. Now, can you imagine China and their infrastructure having access to the data that Facebook and Google and all your Gmail and your Facebook data, that's going to be in the hands of the Chinese and their infrastructure?
I know.
It's just mind-boggling. But what I was talking about before you went to break, you know, Dr. Epstein, and we talked off the air,
yep.
You know, he was in the Senate Judiciary hearing. He exposed the data that he found. He said they're already going after him to try to discredit him because he claims that they manipulate anywhere from 5 to 10 million undecided votes in Hillary's direction. Well, you can discredit him because now insiders are coming out from Google, the Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, that matched what Dr. Epstein said. The insider said that Google is bent on never letting someone like Donald Trump come into power. I think we all saw the video of the Google executives crying the day after the election. Now, can you imagine that? That this powerful corporation, the executives crying because their candidate didn't win. Anyway, what I'd like to go to, and a lot of people say, well, okay, it's out there. And I don't even think these organizations, they deny it in congressional hearings, but they really aren't denying it. You know, they're worth multi-billion, $400 or $500 billion in Apple's case, the trillion mark. They've got enough lawyers, and they actually hope that Congress does come in and regulate because the deep state controls the bureaucracy. They'll get around all that. So that's not our solution to all this. In fact, we have a petition on BigTechTyrants.com. We've been working with Congress and the White House, but we need the people behind this.
Yep.
To go, and I say go after them. The only way, the people are the only thing that's going to stop it. And by the people, I mean the free market. So it's not regulating and all that, but there's two things that they're doing. Section 230, which is the Communications and Decency Act. So these big tech firms hide under that. And by hiding, it means they say they're a public forum and they can't be touched legally because as a public forum, Section 230 prohibits people from suing them. Like if you were AT&T and someone was two bad guys were talking and something bad happened, you can't sue AT&T because they used your phone line. Well, but you can only do that if you're not a publisher and you're not messing around with speech or kicking people. AT&T can't kick you off and silence your phone line if you're talking about the Civil Rights Act or something like that. So we have a petition going to the DOJ, Department of Justice, to challenge their Section 230, which if we remove them from that, it opens them up to tremendous liability and that's huge. And I know it's huge because I got into a heated debate with their main lobbyist in D.C. recently. And they said if we go after them in Section 230, it's going to ruin the whole social media entity. And so I know that's their Achilles heel. But then there's the antitrust, which is have the FTC challenge them on monopoly, on antitrust, level the playing field. So really you're deregulating them. You're leveling the playing field so the free market can come in. We're all free market conservatives. We don't want government to come in and start dictating this now. We just want them to be deregulated so the free market, and there's apps out there. We're even doing one called feedme.app, which is our version of free speech app. There's Gab, there's Parler. One of these is gonna connect, just like Facebook took down MySpace. We can come up with alternatives.
Todd, are you not concerned? Well, first of all, I think Parler made a good point where Apple would not allow them on the platform unless they cleaned up certain things. I mean, you talk about dictatorship. There you go. But what bothers me, Gab was the same way, yeah. So part of what bothers me, though, frankly, is you know as well as I do when it comes to competition, you can have too many competitors. And my fear is that everybody's jumping every one of these platforms, every one of these different platforms. So now instead of you having Facebook facing off with MySpace, you have Facebook facing off with 17 different alternatives, and they don't all interact with each other. So, you know, again, I'm not saying it's the wrong thing to do. Yes, we need to get off of Facebook. Yes, we need to stop feeding the beast. But man, this is going to be a tough uphill battle, don't you think?
Yeah, but you know, I'm a big believer in the free market, and there's a void there now. And if people think this is going to get better,
no.
You're going to wake up one day and they're going to say, "Okay, we're okay with conservatives now. You guys, you know, give you a little noogie on the head. All right, we like you now." That's just not going to happen.
No.
So people have to understand. And I'm not a tinfoil hat alarmist. We are literally at war. This is a culture war. This is a technology war. And they've got a huge head start on us. If we don't take this seriously, and I say we, I mean every single person. Don't wait for someone else to fight the battle. We've got every individual. When I started the Tea Party and TeaParty.net and Tea Party News Network, I was just a mortgage guy and a dad from Gilbert, Arizona. Well, look at these amazing things, and it didn't accomplish because of me. It accomplished because the people got involved in the Tea Party movement, and they're still out there. They're supporting Trump. Each and every person has to take this serious and do what they're good. I was good at digital. You're good at radio. Thank God for people like you. If we didn't have the airwaves, and now we're going back to where talk radio is maybe the least regulated entity to get content out. I mean, it's just, it makes George Orwell look like he wrote a benign book in 1984. Yep. It's going beyond that.
Yep. No, I agree with you, and I look at this stuff, and I tell people all the time, we have to push back, we have to fight back. They don't, you know what? You can't let them win. You got to go down. You got to go down no matter what. You've got to keep fighting these people because, to your point earlier, MySpace? I mean, they were the player. Taking them out was a monumental task, but they got taken out. So it's not like it's impossible to do. You just have to have the, as you say. You have to have the right formula. You have to have that formula that the free market wants, will sign up for, and be part of. But you got to make, you know, on a funny note here, just before we go to break, there was another startup, like a Facebook startup. But what I thought was funny is before anybody said anything, I'm perusing the pages. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, everybody in there is putting links back to Facebook. Didn't you guys want to get away from Facebook? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Anyway, it was kind of funny to see that. We're going to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Mussini, your host. Don't go far, people. Got a lot more to talk about. Big tech companies, they're doing a lot more to you than you even have a clue. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, raising our voices alone or together, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them, fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field, seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above, redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more!
We are back. You're listening to Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. So some of you feel the same way I do, although we've been hit pretty big with it at times. And, you know, when it comes to big tech, when it comes to YouTube and Facebook and all of these companies, Twitter included in that, we are kind of at their mercy, or somewhat at their mercy, to get the message out. Now, the only upside that I have is on terrestrial radio. It's really hard to stop you when you're on AM or FM. Not impossible, but it's hard. And it's funny, it just came to me. I'll talk to Todd about it in a minute. But the, you know, the bottom line with it is that social media can shut you down. And, yes, you can hit a larger audience or faster and easier. But, man, radio is still where it's, I mean, for getting the message out, it's still a way for us to get the message out. So, anyway, let me bring him on. You know, Todd Serafati, sorry, and his new book, Big Tech Tyrants, on Trump's allegation that Google manipulated millions of votes in 2000. It's not an allegation. It's a reality. Todd, thanks for being with us.
All right. And again, we're talking 2016 when the left thought that Hillary was going to win in a landslide.
So you
can imagine what they're planning for 2020, and it's backed up, again, by the insider, the information he pulled out of Google that they plan. And that's really what set everything in motion was Trump winning. Had Trump not won, they probably wouldn't have paid a whole lot of attention to it, but we're all suffering the after effects of Trump winning, and they're going to make sure that that does not happen again, and any other conservatives they can take along the way. But it's just a fact, and they'll keep denying it, and, you know, that's why the people are really the only option to fight this battle. And like I said, you know, we have Herman Cain is one of our main investors on feedme.app, which is our version. He's been with the president. He was invited to that social media summit a few weeks back. He has the president's ear. We've met with leaders on the Hill. President Trump said, reached out to 250 people that came to that summit and said, give me a solution. But he wants to help, but we the people, we have to give it to him. Government isn't going to figure out the way to fix this. So all you geniuses out there, put your thinking caps on and join the fight with us, because it's really the only way it's going to be solved, and it's not going to be solved by just sitting there and thinking it's going to take care of itself, because it's only going to get worse. They have all the money. You know, when you're worth $400-500 billion, $1 trillion, do you really care what other people say, what governments are saying about you? You've got enough attorneys to fight till as long as you want.
No way.
Is what we're dealing with.
Yeah, there is no way a guy like me, you know, I'm glad PragerU is taking them on. We can jump on the bandwagon and help them out if you would. I was going to tell you, though, one of the things that happened right after Trump was elected, or shortly after he was elected, we lost about a dozen stations, 8 to 12 stations. And it came to me as time went on. These were hardcore right-wing conservative stations with the Sean Hannity's of the world on there. And all of a sudden, they were being bought by the same media company, and they would be turned into either Spanish stations or country music. And not that there's anything wrong with country music, but they took talk off the table. You know what I'm saying? And you can say it's a conspiracy, but when you're all bought by the same media company, that's a problem.
Now, believe me, this is a coordinated, thought-out plan by the left. It's how the left works, because they know they can't win in the arena of ideas. So the only way they can win is to shut down their opposition that has better ideas. I'll tell you even one more thing that's adding on to exactly what you're saying. And this is all coordinated. I represent a group called the Deplorable Choir, these three moms from Texas, and they're country singers.
I know
who
they
are.
In
they're awesome ladies, and they're singing songs and getting 17 million views still before Twitter shuts them down. Yeah. But, they deal with Nashville. Well, the head of the Deplorable Choir is a lady named CJ. She said, remember when the Dixie Chicks went after they made that comment during the Iraq War on George Bush, and all their fans were mostly conservative, they abandoned them. Well, the left in Hollywood decided to bring, I think she said, anywhere from 15 to 20 music executives into Nashville. So Nashville is now being liberalized. Country music is being liberalized. They're doing that coordinated. It's so, you're exactly right. They're going after every strength that they think we have, and country music being one, talk radio. They're going to continue to go after your advertisers. They may not be able to shut down your airwaves, but they'll try to shut down advertising. So, Fox News has had it. This is what they do, and the only way we can fight back is every individual.
Well, I don't know if you heard, in the last 24, 48 hours, Epoch Times was shut down on Facebook. They just wiped them out, right? And, you know, Larry Elder was actually just started recently, a couple of weeks ago, started doing a weekly show, I think it was, on there. You know, 7 minutes, 8 minutes, 10 minutes of a particular issue. And you watch them, they start getting traction, they start doing well, people start paying attention, and bang, they shut them down. Now, I likened it a little bit to, I don't know if you paid attention to this, but, you know, on XM radio and on regular radio stations, the shows that fail the most, 7-1, is like our left-leaning shows, hardcore left shows. They never do well. And it's a
reason for that. Remember Air America?
Yes, exactly.
That was the biggest flop ever.
24 hours,
CNN.
7 days a week of complaining about the right.
It's just amazing how that their ideology supersedes their business model. They'd rather lose money and stay true to their ideology than get with the mainstream. So you've got MSNBC, CNN, like you said, all the left. I mean, can we name any popular left-wing radio shows out there? I can't think of any.
No, really. And it's funny. I won't mention the guy because I got a bit of a relationship with him, or I had a relationship with him. But this one fellow, hardcore left, comes at you guns a-blazing. And I joked with him once. I said, you're the biggest capitalist I know. You scream about wanting socialism, but you wouldn't have a show anymore. So I did during the break. And he said, you're right. Capitalism was where it's at. But doesn't sell with my people. He's exactly right. So some of them know how to play the game. You know, they're making money off of capitalism, not off of socialism, that's for sure. Anyway.
I mean, look at these corrupt. Look at Scaramucci. You know, let's completely change. Let's write a nice book about the president and tell him what a great guy he is. But then I get a gig offer at CNN or whichever one it is. So now I'm 180. Now I call him a nutcase. I mean, this is what's going on. It's so ridiculous. It's not even worth talking about.
No, and you're exactly right. The big irritant with these guys, though, again, is they're his best buddy until... Well, I won't say he turns on them until they do something stupid, and or they were never his to begin with. They were never your friend to begin with, where they turn so quickly, you know. So anyhow, but a lot of this came down, and I'm glad you wrote the book. I'm glad you guys are taking this on. You need to find the people that are willing to step up and fight, though. That's the thing. I want to be surrounded by people that I know have my back. I know they'll push back. I know they'll work with me. You know, and the New York Times is pretty upset about a response from Westl Journalism on an article that they wrote. Why don't you tell us about it?
All right. Yeah, well, as Floyd Brown, who was targeted in the hit job, I think I was mentioned on about the 20th paragraph, but the New York Times has had a war with Floyd Brown going back to 1988 and the Willie Horton ad that Floyd was behind, that a lot credit for the first George H.W. Bush being elected, and throughout the years they've gone after Floyd and the hit job, and I know that there was a New York Times reporter at the press conference I mentioned earlier that I was debating the lobbyist for big tech at. So I knew they were working on something. They put, their biggest Pulitzer Prize guy on it, too. So we must really be a threat. Little old, you know, Todd Sefirotti and Floyd Brown writing a book, Big Tech Tyrants, and, you know, our diminishing media reach because of Facebook and so forth. But, yeah, the hit job... You know, I invite anyone to come up and visit our staff at Liftable Media in Anthem, Arizona. This is largely a Christian base. I know you know this already because you've worked with Floyd in the past, but these are the most kindest, most decent people out there. The Floyd's son, Patrick, is not really a political guy. He's a typical millennial. He thought Facebook was his friend. He tried to do everything Facebook's way, and Floyd always said, Patrick, Facebook is not your friend, and Patrick finally admitted it. But, you know, the hit job was just to try to justify, because I guess we're making some headway on what
you're
we're lobbying
crazy
here.
All right, we're going to send people to get your book, and Todd, thank you so much for being with me. Always appreciate your time. Hey, guys, coming up the next hour, don't forget, you know, we Brad Dacus joins us from Pacific Justice Institute. A lot going on there as well. We'll be back in just a few minutes.